How are things going thus far? Off-season workouts, OTAs, feel like you guys want to be as early as it is right now?
It's an exciting time. You know, the beginning of a new year is always very exciting as you integrate new players. Obviously, there's been a lot of change around here this offseason. Moses Cabrera has done a tremendous job preparing us physically, so that's been really exciting. And then to get on the field and see the hard work in action, so to speak, has been great. So, you know, you asked, you know, do we think we're where we need to be and whatnot? It's really too soon to tell. I really think we just have to attack each day as its own, take it one day at a time, and realize we're a long ways off from being a competitive football team at this point. So we got a lot of work ahead of us.
With the change to the kickoff line of scrimmage, I guess, there's been a lot of talk about how that might affect that part of the game. How do you see that playing out from your perspective?
You know, there's a lot of speculation as to the future of the kickoff. I know this year, I think it's going to be interesting to see how teams approach it because you just give the team the ball in the 25. That changes field position quite a bit. It seems like just 5 yards, but, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how we approach it and how other teams approach it. You know, and I'm very disappointed, obviously, in the way that we're discussing the future of the kickoff. You know, the kickoff is a big part of the history of the NFL and the history of football. And for us to be sitting here talking about maybe doing away with the kickoff is very disappointing. You know, I can think about days all the way back to watching my dad when he played with the Rams and thinking of, you know, returners like Ron Brown and people of that nature that made a career out of doing this. You think about Steve Tasker and his impact on the game of football, Bill Bates, the list goes on. You know, the kicking game has meant a lot to the game of football and to a lot of players individually and has enabled guys to have careers. You think about Larry Izzo. You think about myself. You know, without the kicking game, we don't have a career. So I'm very disappointed in some of the things I hear in regards to getting rid of the kickoff. I surely hope that that's not the case. I hope that's not the direction that we're moving in, but, you know, we'll see.
Well, there's been some talk that by having it at the 25, that maybe was the intention, but some teams might instead, you know, try to sort of do that.
It might backfire.
And it might lead to more returns. What do you think?
You know, we'll see. We'll see. I don't know how other teams are going to approach it, and quite honestly, I don't know how we're going to approach it yet. Right now we're just practicing our techniques as the same way we would as if it was last year. So, you know, we'll see. But I certainly think there's a possibility that, you know, a lot of coaches are not just going to want to hand teams the ball on the 25-yard line. So we'll see.
Why is the 5 yards such a big deal, Matthew? I mean, you say, you know, maybe the fan on the outside can't appreciate why that 5 yards is a big deal. But you as a football player, why is that a big deal?
I mean, you look at it, that's – you know, that's a half of another first down, and moving that thing up, you know, that field position is so big, and I'm not 100% familiar with the numbers, but I think, you know, drives that start at the 25 certainly do end in scoring more often than drives that start at the 20 or behind that. So, you know, football, you know, to the common fan, they may not understand this, but it's a game of field position, and field position is big in the game of football, and if you're just handing – you know, some of the great quarterbacks in this league, an extra 5 yards, I think it certainly changes the game. I certainly don't want to give Tom Brady the ball on the 25-yard line. I'd rather him have it on the 20, you know, if I'm playing against him or behind the 20. So field position is huge in this game. And, you know, you're adding an additional, 5% of the field to the offense. So I don't feel like that's the best thing for the game. But, you know, I understand that they're trying to do what's best in terms of health and safety, and I respect that. I'm obviously our union rep here, so I think that there's nothing more important than the health and safety of our players. But I do not think that the kickoff is, you know, a hazard that we need to be thinking about getting rid of. So,
is part of that also, like you said, it's not just giving the opponent the ball in the 25, it's the ability for the kickoff coverage team to make a play and pin them inside the 20. I mean, is that the other part?
Certainly.
The kickoff that maybe people forget?
Certainly. You know, and I obviously have strong feelings about it because of what guys like myself are able to do, but you're certainly taken away from, you know, you think about how many times last year Brandon King ran down and made plays inside the 10, Ebner making plays inside the 10 or inside the 20. You know, that's a weapon for a football team when you have players like that. So I think it's certainly taken away from, if you get rid of the kickoff, it's taken away from what some of those cover guys are able to bring to the game of football.
Matthew's one of the leaders of this team and player to prep. Just wanted to get your sense of everything that continues to happen with Tom, and it seems like it's sort of taken on a broader meaning. You know, you see a lot of these amicus briefs being filed from other parts of the, you know, labor world because they're concerned about this case. As a union member, how do you see how things have transpired?
Well, without going too deep into that, it's a very complicated situation. There are a lot of layers to it. And, you know, there are a lot of layers that even I don't understand and don't see. So I don't think it'd be right for me to give a comment on that. But I will say, as I've said several times in the past, that we support Tom. We stand by him. He's been nothing but a great teammate and a great leader for this football team. And I understand this is a difficult situation for various different reasons. And, you know, we'll just have to see how it plays itself out. But I know the guys in that locker room, we support Tom, and we're going to just continue to work hard and try to focus on the things that we can control. And a lot of that situation is out of our control, and we can't spend time worrying about, well, this court, that court, because we don't understand that. You know, we don't have the full knowledge and understanding of what's going on. So, you know, all I'll say is we support Tom, and we're just going to continue to work the way we have been. And, you know, however it plays out, it plays out.
Matt, you referenced Nate Ebner's name going out and as an example of guys who make plays down the field. He's been re-upped, new contract, so he's going to be a Patriot for the next couple of years at least. Plus, he's pursuing this goal of representing the country in rugby in the Olympics. Your reaction to the first, and as well, how much have you followed, how closely have you followed that second?
Well, I was definitely on Nate even before the season ended, knowing that his contract was up, and obviously wanted him back selfishly because he enables me to do a lot of things that I do on the football field. So I'd say Nate is one of the hardest working, just great energy, and overall best players that I've played with during my time here in New England. And I have so much respect for Nate Ebner as a football player. And as far as what he's potentially going to do here this summer, I mean, how awesome is that? How many guys can say that they won a Super Bowl and played in the Olympics? I mean, that's unbelievable. So we support him 100%. I hit the Google machine and always check out, you know. He got blown up there a couple weeks ago. I had to send him a text and be like, hey, man, you know, we can't get you hurt out there, but we're certainly excited for him and what he's doing. We support him 100%. I got to get a jersey. I got to get a jersey of my guy and represent him. But what a unique opportunity that is. And, you know, we're all proud of him and the opportunity that he has.
Guys, let's take one more.
You're a team captain, and we heard from Terrence Knighton last week complimenting Malcolm Brown on him sort of leading that group right now with Allen not being around. And I'm just sort of curious, you know, you've been in his shoes before. How unusual is that maybe to see a guy just second year and sort of take the lead? And what have you seen from him that catches your eye?
Well, I think Malcolm, you know, he was a unique young guy last year. He came in with a sense of maturity about himself that you don't often see out of a young player. And it's no surprise that he's stepping up and leading now. I think he has a great demeanor about himself that kind of guys are drawn to him, and he works extremely hard, and he's very productive on the field. And all those things result in some form of leadership, and guys are going to look to him. And I think that he's handled that responsibility well. And we have a number of young players that have stepped up with the changes that we've had, as we do every year, and are doing a great job of leadership. So Malcolm, along with several other young guys, are stepping up and leading, and that's what we need if we want to end up where we want to be. So, thanks, guys.